The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus was going through a field of grain on the Sabbath day. His disciples were hungry and began to pick the heads of grain and eat them. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to him, "See, your disciples are doing what is unlawful to do on the Sabbath." And Jesus said to them, "Have you not read what David did when he and his companions were hungry, and how they went into the house of God and ate the bread of offering, which neither he nor his companions, but only the priests, could lawfully eat?" Have you read in the law that on the Sabbath day the priests serving in the temple violate the Sabbath, but are innocent? And I say to you, something greater than the temple is here. If you knew what this meant, "I desire mercy, not sacrifice," you would not have condemned these innocent men. For the Son of Man is Lord, even of the Sabbath. The Gospel of the Lord. A few words about this Gospel reading so that somehow we will allow it to come alive for us and lead us through this day. The first words of the Bible. In the beginning, it says, in the beginning. And then we have the story of creation. In the beginning, first chapter of the book of Genesis, and then we have the 7 days of creation. And God makes the skies and the birds of the air, the fish and all the animals, and finally God makes the person in the image of the Creator. And then it says God rests on the seventh day. Now, the notion of a day of rest, a Sabbath, the seventh day, it appears also in the commandments, of course, remember the Lord's day, remember the Sabbath. It also in the Torah, it's in Deuteronomy. It was a very reverenced and strictly observed part of the Jewish life to make holy the Lord's day. And it was the seventh, of course. Sabbath comes from the word seven. It was the seventh day, which is Saturday, which the Jews observed the Sabbath. And of course, we ended up on Sunday because first followers of Jesus were all Jewish, observant Jews, and they celebrated their Sabbath on Saturday. And after sundown, when their Sabbath had finished, then they gathered to celebrate the Eucharist, to remember the Lord's day and the resurrection of Jesus. That's how we ended up on Sunday. It was confirmed later in the fact that Jesus rose from the dead on the first day of the week, not the seventh day, but the first day of the week, which is Sunday. So we ended up with our observance of the Lord's Day on Sunday. Actually, it didn't become formally mandated until maybe the 4th century, in the time of Constantine the Emperor. That's when it took a formality, and in the Christian tradition, it was confirmed that Sunday was a legal day of the Lord in the Christian tradition. So what does it mean to observe the Sabbath? The rabbinic Jewish tradition, the ancient tradition of the rabbis, said that on the seventh day, Jesus created menucha, which is rest. So the seventh day was a day of creation. Rest is an act of creation. It was difficult for us in our culture to understand that. We think we're going to achieve things, and then on Sunday we don't do anything. But the Sabbath day is a day of creation. Rest is an act of creation. And if we don't rest on the seventh day, we will not understand the other six. Now, we have in our culture people that work 60, 70 hours a week, and after 20 years, they get a gold watch and a triple bypass. Are you going to hear about these extraordinary people that sleep only 3 or 4 hours a night? Sometimes we talked about saints. Now, in our culture today, if somebody sleeps only 3 or 4 hours a night, you send them for counseling. But rest, we have to learn how to rest. And Sabbath, by the way, is not just a day. Sabbath is a way of life. Unless you find these moments of rest and creation, where you take a second look and you see things that you haven't seen before, you understand life in a new way. That's what Sabbath means. It's a way of life. And unless you put Sabbath into your way of life, you will be stressed out and you will not understand the meaning of life. So keep in mind that we observe Sabbath as an act of creation when we rest, when we're refreshed. I like to go for a walk early in the morning. I walk my dog early in the morning, and I walk again in the evening. It's not just the exercise. It's a mental hygiene. It's a spiritual exercise. Because I see things. Walk slowly. Take a second look. You'll see things that you have totally missed before. You'll see trees, you'll see creation, you'll see beauty. Walking these days, you know, up around Colorado and in busy districts, it comes to me that now that the stores are closed and things are all shut down, we have no idea how blessed we were before the virus. I mean, we could walk freely anywhere, go out to dinner, you could mix with people, but we didn't really value it so much. It was so presumption. And we said, that's just normal for us. Now we're saying, oh my goodness, if only we could go back to the blessings, and we would be grateful for the blessings that in the past we presumed. Well, that's what Sabbath does. Sabbath gives you a new perspective on life. So keep in mind that Sabbath is a way of life. We need to refresh and relax. And when you relax and when you observe Sabbath, this is an act of creation. Amen. Be peaceful this day.